Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, third hour, wide open phones. There are open discussions of Israel using nuclear weapons on Iran. We, of course, covered this a year ago, but now it's back in the news. Open discussions of going to war with Iran. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Roger in Key West, but holding patiently. You're on the air, Roger. Thank you.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Man, I tell you, I just started listening to you in the last few months. A friend of mine, she's a big fan of yours. And actually, she's sending you some things on, you know, that owl that you witnessed in Bohemian Grove?
Yes.
It seems to be everywhere now that she's pointed it out. And that little Japanese doll, Kinkajou or Pinkajou or whatever it is.
Pikachu, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, Pinkajou. She showed me that the other day in the similarity. She's got this whole collage she's emailing you, so you might find that.
So one of their symbols is the pyramid. The other is an all-seeing eye with a pyramid. Triple sixes together and the owl. The owl, of course, is Lilith and other things in mythology.
Right, and it's on the dollar bill. And
it's everywhere.
Yeah, so I was like just blown away. I'm from Canada, but I've been living down here for a little over 10 years, and I was very skeptical, and she's been, you know, dogging me and all this stuff, and I finally started looking at a few things. I watched 9/11 Mysteries, and I was just like, oh, my God. And then Conspiracy of Silence, and it just started on and on. But I don't know if you – have you read a book by Anatoly Fomenko called History, Fiction, or Science?
No, but I've heard of it.
Oh, man, you have to read that. You know, George Orwell said, who controls the past controls the future.
Yes.
Who controls the present controls the past. And this just makes a lot of sense. You read this book, and I've always been a history buff. And, you know, we always had questions on, you know, certain things. It just didn't fit, especially when you go into the medieval, and before that, from what they say is, you know, 1100 back to the birth of Christ. So, yeah, too many open holes there. And that just raised a lot of questions. But when I read this book, I was just blown away. And he backs it up. This guy's a mathematician. He's not a historian. And he got into it with, you know, his evidence was based on you know, eclipses and other astral events. And it just blows you away when you start.
His evidence of what? His evidence of what?
He shows how the Catholic Church, you've heard of the Council of Trent?
Yes.
And he shows how all of our history is really based on this Scaliger. He was basically a scriber for the Catholic Church back in the 1400s, 1500s. His father, coincidentally, was named Julius Caesar Scaliger. And so he wrote basically everything. He fictionalized our history. And this all seemed to start from around 1259 when there was either a huge volcanic explosion that caused most of the civilizations to, you know, go back centuries or millennia and from, you know, starving, crops and everything failing.
Well, the fall of the Roman Empire had a big part to play in that in 410 as well.
Yeah, well, you see, that's just it. If you start reading this book, the Roman Empire and everything kind of falls into the same time as the Egyptians and
Listen, I really appreciate your call. I'll have to check into that. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back, and we'll talk to Linda, Rick, Rob, and others. And I'm going to get into what's happening with the war drums for Iran.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this third and final hour today, the 8th day of January, 2007. Wow. It's pretty scary to have Israel openly divulging a plan to attack Iran. And then at the same time, then pulling back and saying, no, we didn't threaten to attack Iran, when they clearly are threatening to nuke Iran. Of course, Israel, I mean, Olmert didn't accidentally admit they have nukes a month ago. This is all part of a larger program. And every intention, every indicator shows that there is going to be an attack on Iran sooner rather than later. And we're all just here waiting for the other shoe to drop. I frankly can't believe I've been talking about anything else but this, but I will get into it more in this hour, but what can we say we haven't said? I could comment on Bush and his troop surge, and I will. But right now, let's get to your calls. Linda in Austin, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to respond to that person that was complaining to you about being upset and complaining too much. And I think that you're so different from mainstream media that's muckraking all the time, because you actually are a true journalist that expose injustice, and you are upset. And then we, the listeners, equally enraged about our elections being stolen, can then go to something like TexasTollParty.com, and or we can try to stop the coal plants, which you expose, like Perry's 17 coal plants that are going to produce mercury all in the air. And then we, the citizens, can take actions and go to stop the coal plant and have petitions and participate. And I want to let that listener know that you do service in the community. You show up at city council hearing meetings, and you show up at protests, and if we all would act that way and take actions throughout this year, maybe we'll be able to save Town Lake and stop the coal plants and get paper ballots, because you do expose what's going on. And so then we can be upset, and then we can take action. And I support you and applaud you for that.
Well, listen, I appreciate that, Linda, but let me just say this. I read that person's, or I paraphrased that person's, somewhere in the stacks, the actual, I keep saying email, it's a MySpace posting, because that individual said something that the majority of the minority group that criticizes me regurgitate and repeat, and it's that I'd be more effective if I didn't get so upset, and I'm exaggerating. But they never show where. And in reality, I am totally freaked out at how bad things are. I can't find words to describe for people how systematic, how multi-level this has been thought out, how evil these globalists are. And they openly say, I mean, David Rockefeller wrote in his memoirs that they plan to destroy U.S. sovereignty, and that he is proud of it. And then I still can't even convince people that it's happening. I mean, you know, they don't even believe Lou Dobbs. So I don't know what we're supposed to say to people. And, folks, I never claimed to be the cat's meow. I never claimed to be Mr. Rico Suave here. I'm just an average person. And, frankly, you know, a lot of times I'm real up and happy and, happy-go-lucky. But sometimes I get really upset, because I'm tired of having myself to live my whole life focused on this stuff. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, the fact that 78% of us don't want to be in Iraq, it's unconstitutional. They lied to get us there premeditatedly, and now they want to go into Iran. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm mad about that. I'm upset about that. And even though I didn't care about Iraqi or Iranian children, I should care about, and I do, by the way, I should care about what it'll do to our economy, or the fact that it's not meant to bring freedom to those countries, but to make sure there's endless destabilization, just so defense contractors have somewhere to sell their weapon systems. Anything else, Linda?
I'm upset that mainstream media is a mouthpiece of all this corruption, even though we, the people, own the airwaves, and I know that you've spoken out about that. And I'm upset about MSG and aspartame and artificial flavors and colors that make us physically, mentally, emotionally sick or fat, and then they prescribed all kinds of dangerous, deadly drugs to counteract that condition. And I just appreciate that you keep speaking out about these things, and there are a lot of people that are with you in that outrage.
Well, I appreciate it, Linda, and thanks for the call. The truth is, things are bad. There's a lot of good in the world. You know, the blue sky is pretty, your children are wonderful, your wife's wonderful, you may love your job. That's my point. We have to protect all the good. The bad is growing. I mean, empathy is just common sense. At a base instinctive level, I empathize with women and children being kidnapped by DynCorp and Halliburton for sex slavery and factory slavery and the rest of it, because instinctively I see everybody as my tribe, whether it's an Eastern European or an Arabic woman, it doesn't matter. I mean, I realize that if weak, innocent people are being abused and bad things are happening to them, I empathize and care about them instantly because my programming is wired correctly, folks. If I see somebody else being abused, I realize that could happen to mine. That could happen to me. And so that's what a male is supposed to do. You see weak people being beat up on by big, strong, militarized males, and then a man wants to go and attack them. That's what all this macho aggression's for, folks. It's not for watching football and acting tough at the gym and strutting around, you know, trying to look cool. Okay, it's there to fight for your farm, fight for your hovel. It's to fight for your children. I mean, that's what it's all about. And so we have this world government who has declared war on us. I mean, they've declared war on us. On the family, on our health, on everything. These are bad people. They practice evil. And their argument is, well, if we don't run all the evil monopolies, and if we don't run all the evil trades, somebody else will, and then we won't have the monopoly of control, and we're really the Illuminati guardians of light, but we must control the darkness to be a shepherd of it, so that someone else doesn't control it and use it. I mean, it's sick. That's their sick, twisted philosophy. No, you're just a bunch of control freaks that like power and like control and like to abuse innocence. And you need to be brought low. You need to be brought down. I mean, I'll be quite frank with you. I want these people to die. It'd be just like if, a grizzly bear was about to come into my teepee and try to eat me. I'd want him dead. I mean, it's real simple. It boils down to that. They've bought off our government. They've bought up our police and brainwashed them. They've bought up most our military control systems and have set the policies and have brainwashed them. They're turning our military into foreign troops. The process is happening. Go to your local college. All the new classes they're offering are criminal justice, law enforcement, anti-terrorism, homeland security. Does nothing, produces nothing. But the elite understands that. We don't produce anything, and it's going to be less and less what we do produce. And so it's going to be just corralling us and keeping control of us. That's what you got to look forward to. That's your weather forecast. Hope you enjoy it. And I'm sorry it's not a pretty picture. I mean, we're dealing with an elite that carried out 9/11, that's carried out sterilization programs all over the world, that's killed our own troops in declassified, admitted bioweapons and chemical tests where they knew it'd kill our troops. You know, young, shining faces of young men. They'll kill you in a second and think about, you're like a stick of bubble gum to them. You're lowered in toilet paper. I mean, you need to get that through your head. I'm so sick of watching people serve these elite cockroaches when they don't just not care about you, they downright hate you. I mean, when I learned there were thousands of cases of where our own government knowingly killed our own troops, knowing it would kill them, I mean, that's a wake-up call. That's a wake-up call. And while the troops have got this illusion of red, white, and blue in their brain and God and country, man, it's the opposite. You don't work for God and country. You work for a bunch of inbred elites. And when you find that out, and this elite is openly saying they want to reduce our population by 80%+. They're openly saying they want to break up our families. They openly say our families are bad. They've done a pretty good job of destroying them so far. And it doesn't get any better from here. It just gets worse and worse. We got to turn it around.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.
When we come back in the next break, I will get into the whole nuked Iran story, the troop surge, and I'll comment on why people are comfortable having a camera and microphone built into their computer, watching and listening to everything you do audibly, not just digitally tracking what you're doing online. I mean, what's going on in your house, versus freaking out if their neighbor got caught doing it to them. We'll talk about that. But I've thought about the psychology. Maybe you have your own view on it. Or maybe you think I'm with Al-Qaeda because I don't want cameras watching us. You know, I mean, it's like the Houston police chief last year came out. You can't make this type of stuff up. I mean, I remember when I heard it, I didn't believe it, and it was on the news, and the police chief said, well, we think all the houses now in Houston need cameras. This will stop crime. Cameras in the houses that the police watch. It's like that Bergen County police chief. Everybody needs a chip. I'll be for forcing you to take them. Again, you cannot. They're the Fruit Loops, folks. But they're so basted in tyranny that they think they're normal and we're bad. All right. Let's go over your calls. Rick in Ohio, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for being here. I've awoken in the last approximately 6 months, and I don't even know where or how or why. But there's two things I want to get to. One is my daughter is going to court tomorrow, and we believe it's a direct result of wearing a 9/11 Truth InfoWars bracelet. And the thing I want to...
Well, what happened? What they claim she did?
Well, I want to bring up one other thing first, and that is you're... Destroyed by Design DVD. There's a Google movie called Peace Propaganda in the Promised Land, where it tells about the, you know, how they're taking the land away from the Palestinians and dividing them up and divide and conquer, and they can't get around and all that kind of stuff. And I've watched most of that a couple times, and some of it's so gruesome I kind of shut down and can't process information. I have to take a break. But when watching your film, I was realizing the same mapping of the breaking up and the
dividing. It's a huge, they're going to use the roads and wall the roads off and not let us travel in most areas and totally control mobility. That's admitted. Oh,
right.
Yes, absolutely, sir, yes.
Yeah, you can see the same things coming. If you don't have the chip or in the chosen few, you're going to be quartered off and you'll be stuck. And you can see they're using the same thing. You know, the patterns are the same to me. And moving to what happened to my daughter, some of this is subjective on our part.
Okay, because, what happened?
Because it was a 3-day ordeal. My daughter suffers from Crohn's, and she's in her 30s. She's been in and out of the hospital many times.
So she has a really big, serious problem with her intestines.
Right, right. And
it's autoimmune
when she gets
thing.
A flare-up, she starts losing it out of both ends, gets mainly really heavy dehydrated, has a lot of pain.
And so they said this was evil and...
Well, she goes to emergency like 2 o'clock in the morning. They're not giving help. They're having trouble getting ID in. About 4 a.m., this doctor comes in and he sees her 9/11 is inside job InfoWars bracelet on. He's like, what's this about? And so... Like I said, she's not feeling pretty good.
And he watches Jack Bauer. He's about to be a commander to save America.
He's
okay.
Kind of a class A personality. You can probably relate there. So anyway, and she's like, you know, it's just information. Go and see yourself. In fact, she had one of when the Military Commissions Act came down, I bought a burner, started handing out. I go in and out of being safe with that. But anyway, so she had a 9-in-1... The plain sight video, DVD.
Yes, I understand.
He gave this doctor told him to get it out of her purse. He
okay.
He must have flagged her because she's not feeling too good. He leaves like 6 a.m. The other shifts come in. They have questions. They do all this kind of stuff. They mark her as, you know, they ask her about her pain. She says, well, sometimes I feel so bad, I feel like cutting it out myself. And they do all this stuff. Well, a lot of time it went down. They put her in a room. They stripped her and put her in a room for like 12 hours. They had her under watch. And
yeah, they claimed she was suicidal.
Some point she gets...
It's like the last lady writes a letter to the editor who said nothing about it, and so they swat her. See, you're now mentally ill if you don't believe. They really found WMDs. World government's good. The president never lies. There's no money missing from the Pentagon. Everything's fine. Well, stay there, sir, but you got to quickly, because I want to hear the story, but you got to just tell it. Because I got a bunch of news and a bunch of calls. That's why some days I don't take calls. I like your calls, but then I just can't ever seem to give people what they want enough time, you know? Because we're in hell.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Look, it's simple. The economy is shifting over into nothing but a predatory system. The elites don't want free market. They don't want any pools of independent resources or people. And so now, if you say anything that they can construe as suicidal, you're gone into the system. If you can do anything that they construe as a threat to the government, they arrest you. If you argue with them, they arrest you, beat you up, and then frame you. The public schools are there to get your child into prison. Everything's designed to get us into the system, by hook or by crook. It's about control. The elites, they own the money machines that print the money, folks. They're not there to make money. They literally make the money. It's all about monopolies. And they've gotten monopolies in industry and science and almost every area. Now they're moving into the last monopoly of thought, of action, land. It's just, they're mopping up. Real fast, Rick, to make a long story short, so now they got her locked up naked because she went in there sick at the hospital. Now you say she's going to court. How did it all end?
At some time she got some freedom back, was going to go out to smoke, and they said she couldn't leave, and she said, "I'm not leaving, I don't have a car here." They call the police. One of those Roy police comes, throws her up against the wall, roughs her up.
And then he claims she assaulted him.
It's
always the same.
They took her to the loony bin.
That's why smart people, when the cop arrives, you literally put your hands behind your head and lay on the ground, and they'll trick you. They'll say, "Get up." And then when you get up, that's assault, okay? And it doesn't matter. Squad car cameras, I've been at courts, folks, where you don't touch them. and they charge you with it. You've got to totally jellyfish or you're going to spend time in prison because these juries are a bunch of bootlicking scum. They want to destroy America. They all think they're Jack Bauer. And that's just how it operates. And hey, good, your money's going to be worthless. You're going to have nothing. I'm talking to the cops, the military, everybody. You want to slit America's throat? I got one solace. You're slitting your own. You go right ahead. I'm sorry. Okay, so then he comes out and he roughs her up, and then that's not enough for him. He wants to go ahead and ruin her life.
Yeah, he takes her to a loony bin. She spends about 2 days in there. They recognize right away she doesn't belong there. They let her loose after about a day and a half, and so this was Friday. She got out. Her husband comes to pick her up. All the nurses are crying because they see that she has a husband that cares about her. He's covered with mud because he's a contract worker. She's got a 1- and a 3-year-old. I'm going tomorrow to babysit the little kids because she's got to go to court.
You're all Al-Qaeda.
And the hospital won't release any records. They say they got to wait 30 days. And
but
she's
wait,
going
let me
court.
Get this straight, though. But she's being charged with assaulting a god.
Yes. And so.
Well, I mean, you don't listen. This is freedom. You know, she needs to look. They'll try to make her plea bargain. First, they'll threaten her that she'll go to jail for her whole life. And my advice, this is what I would do. I'm not telling you what to do because it's different in every case. But this is generally, you just keep demanding a trial by a jury of your peers. You demand the thing, and basically, you'll have to find some activist lawyer. Don't get some mainline lawyer. You got to find a lawyer that hates the system. And just wants to defeat them. And they are out there, or you have to be self-schooled yourself. And you ignore the judge because he'll keep saying shut up. And you just go, you've all heard about how they beat you up and claim you assaulted them. Ask the officer where he got hurt. I'm at a hospital. They won't let me. You know, they just do this for no reason. I'm a mother. You don't want to put me in jail, do you? And they're going to let her off long before them. They'll probably drop it. Okay, just pray to God to deal with that cop. You know, if your daughter's telling the truth and didn't do anything, it's the same MO always. I'm sure it's true. Don't worry about it. God will deal with that cop. And, you know, so that's
put
just...
together, it had to be that first doctor that was a former military doctor that didn't like her wristband that must have put something in her folder that, you know, made this whole thing react.
Oh, yeah, no.
Offering him a DVD at 4 o'clock in the morning. And
yeah,
know,
that's
12 hours later, she's being whisked off to the mental ward.
Oh, no, it's always the same. We're mentally ill or we're terrorists. I mean, I have Michael Medved, Laura Ingraham saying I should be arrested. These people don't play around. Listen, I appreciate your call. I mean, you know, it's our government put Mao into power. They now admit it. I mean, we knew it decades ago, but they now admit it. What does that say to you, a government that would put Mao in? Now, are those good people? As soon as they think they can get away with it, they'll do that here. Everything is in preparation for that. As soon as enough people think that heroes torture children and are Jack Bauer, they'll Jack Bauer everybody. And they just can't wait. They cannot wait. They're cowardly scum. They got a rude awakening, though. I'm out of control, folks. Joe, where are you calling us from?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Where are you calling us from?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was curious. In 1985, I was in high school, and in one of our classes, they forced us. The teacher forced everybody in our class to sit down in front of a video camera with sound and everything and come up with a little presentation and put it on some kind of file. She said that she would fail us if we did not do this. And it seemed pretty suspicious. Why do you think they would
make us do that? Well, they've got all sorts of experimentation in public schools, dioxins in your food and water. They've got all sorts of face scanning systems in for years. That might have just been some hokey thing she was doing for a PhD or something. You never know. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, so some of these people would do this for any number of reasons and not really tell us why, but they really don't have the right to do that with your kids, right?
No, they don't.
It's a public school, isn't it?
What does that statement mean? I don't...
Well, I mean, it's not like some private enrolled school where you pay for it and have their own rules, you know?
Well, exactly. But number one, you can't experiment on people without their consent. You can't videotape people.
Well, she threatened us. She said that she would fail us, that we were required to do it.
What class was it?
It was an English literature class, and all the kids were like seniors. I was in like ninth grade.
It was probably a federal grant and probably went in some database.
Well, they acted very suspicious, and then they kicked me out, and I had to get a GED. They started picking on me for nothing.
Well, you're probably Al-Qaeda.
Well, yeah, they did set me up when I was in seventh grade, too, with terroristic threats.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
And
listen, I appreciate your call. I got to jump, but let me just comment on what you just said. Remember Bill Clinton, Al Gore, wanted to put computers in all the schools for the children? Remember that? Well, what they do is they keep, and it's under federal grants. Remember, that's a federal program. And then so now in English, in math, in everything, including your journal, that's all done on disk, even if you do it in homework, and it's put on the file, and they admittedly keep that in federal and state databases. And now we'd already heard this, but back in 99, we got the actual documents. We have this in my film, The Takeover. All over the country, they have BATF deputized sheriff deputies. But they're certified Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, some cases FBI or Secret Service, but mainly BATF. And they go in the 6th and 7th grade, and they have whole semester classes. And it says they will interact with the students at lunch whenever they wish. This is for the grant money. And they have them on computers write a daily journal up, and they ask them about mom and dad, what kind of guns they've got. This is in the news, okay? I mean, and then I actually got the documents from parents in the area who got mad and sued over it. And so, yeah. Now, when they got caught doing this, they said, oh, we're just putting it in a federal database to check for plagiarism. And then to make that true, they did buy some program where, you know, it goes off nationally to be checked for plagiarism, where it checks for keywords.
I'm pretty sure it's mildly corrupt where I am here, you know.
Oh, it is. Listen, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Texas. I got to get to this Israel thing. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Okay, hey, I got a question for you. On the 9/11, the four-plane incident?
Yes.
If I'm trying to sort this thing out. If you got two planes that crashed on the ground, as far as one in Pentagon and one in Pennsylvania, and if those weren't planes that did that, what happened to people, the manifest, the people that was on those planes? Where were those people at?
Yeah, whose film are you talking about? Are you talking about?
I don't know. I've seen several different things on it. I mean, as far as the hole in the Pentagon and different things about the PA plane that was supposed to have went down in Pennsylvania.
Sure. If you see Terror Storm, or you see Road to Tyranny, or Martial Law, my film's about 9/11. And Road to Tyranny is the first film on 9/11. You won't hear any discussion about were there dummy planes, were there pods. And again, I'm not knocking those that do that, but they'll knock me. I've got to accept their orthodoxy around Beelzebub in this whole thing. I stick to what I can prove. And I stick to what, if I was a prosecutor, what I would put on in court. And so people can debate all day, did they switch the planes? And because Northwoods talks about switching planes. And so Loose Change Second Edition shows Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks, and people get confused and go, oh, well, then they're saying that they must have done this. No, they're just looking at that, asking the question. Because an official U.S. government plan says they'll have a plane take off with government agents claiming they died. They'll later stage their deaths, give them new names. And then they're really going to have a dummy plane with nobody on board and then blow it up. So because that's in the government plan, that's where you hear all that stuff start up from. But I don't believe that's what happened on 9/11. There was some chicanery going on with one of the planes. But again, that's cloak and dagger. The government always does an op like this in such a confusing way that you can prove up to a point that the official story's a lie. And you can prove there's government fingerprints all over it. But there's so many different things happening, you don't know exactly who the shooter is or right up at the actual moment how they did it. You just know they did it.
Okay. All right. Like I said, I haven't got those DVDs yet, but I'm going to get those and get your take on it, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Again, the real world's a very complex place. And the establishment knows that we want it all simple. Osama bad, America good, there's some brown people over there. We're going over there to get them there so they don't get us here. Hey, did you hear there was a nuclear spill? The Army saved us. Because that was announced 50 times, then one time at midnight they announced it was a drill. See how that works? They treat you like you're stupid. They treat you like you're children. And they just move forward. I mean, how many years ago did we tell you they were reading your mail? I mean, folks, they tear into mail all the time. They slit open the mail and read letters. They do it. That's what they do now at the Postal Service. They've been taught. That's okay now. And Tom Martino called me up a couple days ago and said, oh, we got to have you on the show. You were on with us 6 months ago and you talked about him reading our mail. How'd you know that? None of this stuff's really secret. On the Israel situation. Remember, it came out over a year ago, Cy Hirsch, New Yorker magazine, that the U.S. had transferred a bunch of bunker-busting nukes to Israel to be used on Iran, and they built a bunch more over here in the U.S. for other use. And then all these experts came out and said, well, wait a minute, you don't even need nukes to knock out these facilities. I mean, you can certainly cave in all the entrances and seriously damage them and bomb everything in the vicinity and keep that facility, you know, out of, you don't need to use nukes. And they're just like, we don't care. We want to set the precedent to use nuclear weapons. Hell, they already use dirty bombs, DU. Why not? They got everybody hysterical that somebody's going to DU us. We're DUing our troops every day. Israel DU'd itself, hitting Lebanon with it. That's the thing, man. These globalists are nuts. You go to Bilderberg Group, you see them drinking Diet Coke full of aspartame. You see them talking on cell phones. You see them smoking cigarettes. Old men, old royalty, just smoking cigarettes. They'll send their grandson off to fight in a war and have them breathe to you. They just don't care, man. These people are just nuts. I've talked to families whose sons and daughters over there, and they go, yeah, I know DU's bad, but it's a good weapon. Yeah, that's real funny. Because they're living 1 minute to the next, folks. They're not thinking about anything. There's no long-term strategic thinking. There's nothing. And so Israel comes out. It's in the London Independent, Times of London, but the reason you're hearing all this is because top Israeli officials said this over the weekend. Military strike is only way to stop Iran, says top Israeli strategist. A top Israeli strategic analyst says armed forces is the only way to stop Iran acquiring nuclear weapons if the international community does not impose effective sanctions. Zvi Shatuber, director of the Tel Aviv University Institute for National Security Studies, was speaking last night after the foreign ministry denied a report in the Sunday Times that Israeli pilots were already training to strike three targets with low-yield nuclear weapons. Mark Regev, the foreign ministry spokesman, said Israel was focusing on giving full support to diplomatic actions and the implementation of UN Security Council resolution imposing limited sanctions on Tehran. And again, the average American hears the headline, sees the headline, Iran goes nuclear, peaceful nuclear weapons, conservatively 5 years away. 5 to 9, depending on which assessment. And hell, Pakistan's running around with a whole bunch of nukes and medium-range missiles. Nobody's worried about that. No, just Iran's an archenemy of Israel. And so it's going to get blown off the map. And boy, is the economy going to tank. We'll be right back. I'll get into a little bit more on this. Take a few calls.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Look, in the past, Americans especially knew that people wanted to scam you, wanted to enslave you, wanted to dominate you. And now, we just, after World War II, we decided we were the good guys and the government was good and it could do no wrong. And we got taken for a ride, and these elites own really fancy public relations firms. They'll have, you know, people paid millions of dollars a year just to come up with names of stuff and how to twist things. And it's just sick to see people so conned. And to think that they lied us into war with Iraq, claiming they had weapons of mass destruction. And now they're going to lie us into war with Iran. And, of course, I'm not saying Iran's perfect. Humanity is evil. Leaders are always more evil, or almost always more evil, than their populations. But I'm totally against attacking Iran. I'm just so tired of hearing how Israel's our best buddy. Israel's totally controlled by the globalist. Look, there is no Israel, there is no U.S., there is no... All of these Western countries are controlled by the global crime syndicate, by the big central banks. And anything they do is simply one step towards knocking out any other sovereign nations. The U.S., England, Israel, they're all used as engines to expand this global empire. And that's why David Rockefeller and the rest of them call it the New World Order. That's why we say we fight the New World Order. That's their name for it. Here's another one. Israeli divulges plan to nuke Iran. Not to worry, the mini nukes Israel will use against Iran's facility and the heavy water reactor would each have a force equivalent to 1/15 of the Hiroshima bomb. Thus, we should not worry about the downwinders, mostly Iranians. Two Israeli Air Force squadrons are threatening to blow up an Iranian facility using low-yield nuclear bunker busters, according to several Israeli military sources, reports the Sunday Times. The attack would be the first with nuclear weapons since 1945, when the United States dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Oh, man. And, of course, that'll just further demonize America in the eyes of the world and make more countries dump the dollar. So your money will be worth even less. I mean, China, their head general threatened last year to nuke every major U.S. city. He had a press conference, and our media is, oh, China's our friend. North Korea threatening to nuke us. Pakistan, over 20 nukes, delivery systems, not a problem. Iran, and it's all the things our government's done to them. But again, the average person can't find it on a map, doesn't know what we've done to Iran. It's horrible. No wonder they hate us so much. This is like somebody we've been stomping on in a ditch who's trying to crawl up. We're going, look, he's crawling up. He's evil. It's just incredible. I'm out of time. Sorry to the callers. I'll be back tomorrow. I got some big guests lined up this week. And we're going to continue to fight the New World Order. I just get frustrated seeing them scam people. I wish they didn't get away with it so much. I wish people knew how they were being manipulated. I mean, the level of just... Look, the government's totally corrupt. Totally corrupt. The corporations that control it are totally corrupt. And heaven help us. Heaven help us, because, man, they just get hungrier. The bigger they get, the more they got to consume. And they want to put us all in prisons, sterilize us. These are some bad people. God bless.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.